Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today, what is today? I know it's Friday, a great day, but it's Friday the 13th Friday. And I have to tell you, and you know, I don't know. I think when you don't know something, you're just better off. But Friday the 13th are like always been great days for me. And I don't know why. I think, you know, I have a brother who is was born on December 13th. So every once in a while, his birthday would fall on Friday the 13th. And I did not know, because I could not speak English when I was younger, that Friday the 13th was a problem. So as we got older and I found out, I'm like, what is the big deal? And I somehow in my mind, I was like, well, I didn't know before, so I don't have to know now. And I never adopted that, like, Friday the 13th was a bad luck day. I end up having the best days ever on Friday the 13th. It's so crazy. And sure enough, I wake up this morning and boom, the things that are happening, you guys, I can't even make them up. It's so cool. You just got to find where life falls into place and where it just happens. You just, it's in our minds. So I didn't even post yet on my page, but I have to say that when I was waiting for the show to start, I had like 2 minutes. So, you know, I can always hear Christ chattering, and he's always chattering in my mind. And he said, just think one different thought today. Enjoy every single thing you do. I don't even know if I put every, because I sometimes hear him and I miss words. But enjoy every single thing you do, no exceptions. That's all I could think and all he could say. And I have to tell you guys, Christ has been talking. And yesterday, Eric Hillis wrote to me. There was, I guess, a post he put on the radio page, the Nadia Khalil morning page, about a man who got these letters from Christ. And I can't remember if I saw it. There was so much going on for a while that I was just barely breathing. But he sent it to me in my mail. And I started to go through it. And it's a lot of material. So what I'm going to do is I am going to do a show on that on Monday, because the way I hear Christ, and I so distinctly remember Christ saying this, he said to me that if you can do something, anyone can do it. It does not like special to you. You may tell them about it, but you can do it. And I really know that. I have, like, taught people, did what I could just to give everyone those wings, because those wings are on everybody's back. They're not on one person's back who knows everything. You know, I see a lot of stuff for, stuff advertised, one day is going to change your life, one day here or one day there or one day with somebody. And, yeah, I get it. You know, it's encouraging and it's exciting and it's nice to think that and feel it. But in truth, the only thing that can change your life is how you think. The way you think is what changes, and when that changes, the rest of you changes right behind it. So it's just the way it is. Like we were talking the other day about changing being transitional. Once you think of it as a transition, you can transition. Your brain just needs directions. So to answer Eric's question, and he was so sweet about it. He said, you know, you can answer me privately or on Friday's show, but I'm going to do a show on it because it needs to be said. I know I kind of got, I don't want to say reprimanded, because Christ never, like, he never gets mad. He always has, like, a great reason for why any of us do anything, and he teaches me especially, because I have to hear it all day, is through that love, just through simple love. Like, whatever adversity you find, the adversity isn't the issue. It's the fact that you, the way you think about that adversity. And, you know, today, Friday the 13th, is the best day to talk about it. But I do want to spend the day, because the part that I felt, it wasn't like I was in trouble or anything, because we never get in trouble, but I was told that, you know, I do try to dance around the Christ issue for some reason on a public level. You know, I just somehow took on that it's too big. And I know I told you guys in some of the shows recently, because it just happened like 2 months ago, but he said, you know, everything that you need to talk about is what you're not talking about. All you need to talk about is me. People need to know me. I am not understood. And when something isn't understood, there's two things that happen. It's discounted, feared, or you start doing things because you think you need to do certain things for God that God isn't even asking of us. And I never really thought of it that way. So I'm pushing the envelope with myself and doing that. And I realized that once I started doing that, and I have to tell you, since the last week of September until now, I feel like I've done a year's worth of work. I have been passing out unless I actually have to continue working till 10 o'clock at night, between 7 and 8 at night, just passing out. Because I'm meeting with people, and all of the sudden, I have a team. All of the sudden, I'm working in my office. It's like everything fell in place. I got divested, so I knew something was coming, because this is my third round of getting divested. And I want to thank each and every one of you, and I will this weekend when I'm working now. I know it's so cool. I have to leave in the mornings. But I can't tell you guys what you guys have done. I can't tell you, but I will. But I will, because it has made a difference in a way that you either grew me, by pushing yourself, by screaming, by crying, by helping. There's this community that it feels like the summit, but I'm not having the summit right now, because the summit has become a virtual love. And I can't even begin to know how to wrap my arms around something so big and so beautiful. And yet it's right before us. And this is proof positive that our world needs this kind of love. We all need it, but our world needs it, and we're on to it. This is the road to that kind of growth and that kind of love. And just talking to people, yesterday I had my volunteer number two who, you know, I brought a whole box of writing. You know those boxes you fill? It was all filled with writing, but I broke it down into years, and I gave her one of the years, and she was looking through it, and she was starting to read them. She's like, I want to read it all now. And I said, no, go home and read it. I have a lot of work to do. However, this is what I'm planning to do next. And as I was telling her, she looked at me and she goes, it's not going to be like you just said. She said, it is going to be better. Everything that you've told me you were going to do ended up coming out so much better, but so unexpected from what even you thought. And I said, but that's the magic of Christ, and that's all I can talk about. And taking Christ and stripping the religious, I want to say, description of him off of him, only leaves the love, and only leaves it for everybody. And that's my job. So if I start to veer off ever, somebody in the chat, on the page, on my page, remind me. Because it's so easy to just write down what he says and write down what he does, and then I don't source it. I don't even put my name on it. I just want it to free flow in the world. And I realize that in this world, giving things away isn't a way, but it is a way. And we're going to create that way. Because every single soul is included. So I have these two questions. And I'm going to read you the first one, and we're going to go from there. But on Monday, we'll talk about that. So this is from Maria Dulce. It says, "Dear Nadia, I have a question for Questions Friday. When you say that each of us is an example of a million, are our intentions and emotions traveling in the form of energy? And if so, could this energy reach in positive or negative way to others? For instance, if we act with love, not only those close to us, but could we change outcomes in other people's lives, like those we never met? Would it be possible in this way to change our societies and eradicate the luck of the world in the luck of love in the world? Something in the future in all of us, if all of us do our part? Do we need planet Earth as it is, as a learning place for our souls to grow through love and luck of love? Would Christ's message will always be present in Earth to help us in this journey? Thank you, as always, for your time. Lots of love, Maria." Well, I'm going to read the second question, and then I already started to answer Maria's question by what I was telling you about just what's happening in our group and in the group of people. And I'm talking about, like, right now, 67,000-plus people who are listening. And yesterday I went to go and show Allison, who came to take the writings and work on them, I was showing her the stats for the show. And I said, I thought, okay, you know, I'm so used to this 30% sampling of 67,000 people that three quarters of them were male. And then I went to go show her, and it was even more. We're like at 80%. So I know that men, I got you guys, I can hear you guys, and I was told why yesterday, because I'm going to read Miri's question, and then we'll go from there. "How do fears form? I'm wondering, how does a fear come to me and get placed in my consciousness? I'm asking myself, how could it ever become a part of my thinking? Thank you, Nadia." I have to go back to the love. People, I see Francis wrote in the chat, lack of love. That's where we're either in love or lack of love right now. The world is, I was told, in Origins of Truth, it says it's either black or white. What has happened to the men of our world? The men of our world got displaced. They, women talk to girlfriends, they talk to anybody who will listen most of the time. I know I do. And I realize that a lot of times when I talk to men, oh, I see, Francis wrote in Maria's question. A lot of times when I talk to men, it's hard for them to believe the power that love has. For some reason, women get it because we're lovers. We can love anybody, a child, a friend, a neighbor. And men, you know, they're like, hey, that guy's okay. Hey, that dude's good, you know, and it goes on and on like that. But we just love all the time. So to us, to talk about things that hurt us or whatever, that's like normal conversation. But men don't have that. Even with a spouse, they want to do what's right for the spouse so she doesn't get mad or she doesn't get upset with them, or they try to feel like they're doing the right thing or they're doing their best. And, you know, it's always about just not getting someone upset. But you really have a great relationship when you can talk about just you, whatever it is you are. And feel that freedom and feel that warmth and not have anyone get mad at you for what you think or feel or do. Because somebody to get mad at you for anything, because God doesn't judge us. God doesn't interfere with our free will. It doesn't mean we all run amok, because that's not where this is going. There's this thing about when we're trusted, we're trustworthy. When we're loved, we can love back. When we're cared for, we can care back. There's a huge positive element that Maria's asking about. And We're already doing it. It's already happening that it's changing in our world. Because I would guarantee and bet my life that if I met every single one of our listeners, if I met every single one, I will know that the listeners' lives have changed over time. Why? Because I know that it's Christ talking through us. I can't even take the credit for it. I don't even advertise. There's like a million ways to advertise the show, and I am trying to get better at it, so I'm not like totally oblivious, but I never advertise the show other than on my page on Facebook. Because it gives you a link. It gives you a link to like five different things. And until now, I haven't even figured out how to use all of that. But it grew from the love, from the caring, from the joy that we get to feel every single morning. So to answer your question, it is making a difference. It is changing our world. One thing Christ said to me, because I got so overwhelmed in the beginning, I'm like, okay, I'm putting this book out into the world. You're telling me all of this stuff. I know it's true, but from me to the world, what's the road? What is the bridge? And he told me, when there's love, love will propel. So before Origins of Truth got printed, I Googled, how do you sell a book? What's the best way to sell a book? How do people buy a book? Why do people buy a book? He said, it just said virtually. One person tells another, you should read this book, whatever book it is. So I said, okay, if this is really what propelling looks like, I'm going to put that book out into the world and see what happens. And I did. And it's gone. And we're going to need a second printing. And the second printing on Origins of Truth has got to be huge because the first printing was huge. But I'm going to do it in paperback this time. And people can carry it around easier. If you've seen my hardback, I think my hardback turned into a paperback. Because the love keeps me going back. Love is one of those places we want, once we feel it, to visit over and over and over again. And that's why it changes our world. Once we feel it, we cannot settle for less than it. I will bet you, out of the 67,000 listeners we get a month on this show, that just this half hour of love is the gas that gets us going, gets me going. 90% of the time I start the show, I don't even know what I'm going to say, but I know I love it. And a lot of times after I do the show, I have to like think, oh my God, that felt so good. And then part two is remembering what I said. Because Christ is alive and well in every single one of us. I don't care what religion we are. I don't care where we live. I don't care why we live there. I don't care what kind of job we're doing. I don't care what kind of car we're driving. I don't care what kind of food we eat. Christ is in every single one of us. Even those of us that say, he's not here. I don't believe it. No way. You didn't see him. Or you did see him, or whatever. Every time I tell someone, and I walk away from whatever it is I'm doing, I get this little grin inside of me, this happy little place, because I know that if someone even just heard it, that something in them has just transitioned. Because that's what happened to me. Even when I tried to get rid of Christ, and I tried, and I was embarrassed to say that before because in a weird way I'd be like, oh my God, he just heard me say that. But that love you're talking about, it is changing our world. And what did he tell me? He said, keep doing what you need to do. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. You will find something that's taking away of love at any given moment in life. But if you do what you're doing, then there will be a balance. And we're bringing it to balance. Maria, when we talk to people one-on-one, we realize how much love there is in the world. If you don't watch the news or listen to all the crazy bad stuff, you think you live in a great world. You really believe it. Because that's what you see. And when you see that, that's what you create. So when Miri asks, where do fears come from? They come from the fear of love first. When we don't believe that love is bigger than any other emotion we have, then any other emotion we have equates itself to love, because there's this, like, think of a racing line, this competition for energy to compete with love to take us away from ourselves. And our job is to bridge our souls back to us. So when love is being attacked, fear is allowed in. The door is like wide open. That's why Christ started with self-love. For us to know how to love each other, we have to understand what it means to love ourselves. That's why all I can talk about, even with everything I know, is self-love, self-rejuvenation, self-reclaiming, self-motivation, self-compassion. Because we cannot give what we don't have to such an extent that we can't say we have it and then privately fear it. Because fear is always waiting around the corner. It's part of the energy that gets allowed in. We don't even know we invited it in. But the minute we love, we take down the guard of love, the minute we do that, there's an empty space there. And the minute there's an empty space there, what happens is you now have this open door and whatever's flying by can stick to it. And then you wonder where the heck you got that thought from. And I've had that happen. But fear is truly, truly something that can dissipate in a second. The minute you face the fear you have, whatever it is. Let's say you're just sitting there and you have a thought in your head that today's the worst day ever, or you can't do this, or what if you get hurt? What if someone gets hurt? What if you never get what you want? And you have like all these years left of life ahead of you, and fear is talking to you like that. And you got to say, that's ridiculous. I already got what I want. What are you talking about? Because fear is obedient to love. There's something I wrote yesterday, Miri, and I want you to really write it down somewhere. And I want you to never forget it. It says, a lie's job is to betray its advocate. Yesterday, I was walking, and all I could hear in my head was that, and I'm like, Christ, that's so cool, because it's so true. Fear is a lie. Fear is the biggest lie we have. It is the biggest disabler we have. In my mind, fear is a true disability, because it will betray the person who follows it. Why? Because it stops you from doing anything you know you can do. And it's really easy to walk into that lap of fear. It gets cozy in there, and you find friends in there, and you cover yourself with the blanket, and you have a great excuse not to be in the world you're in. But you can get up and take that blanket off and say, I don't need to hide under that blanket. I can take that blanket off. Oh, my gosh, my arms really do move. Wow, look, my legs can walk. Oh, wait, why did I think I couldn't do that? Start what you want to do. Even if you're not sure where you're going with it, whatever you want to do right now, today, find a way to start it, and it will completely change your energy. And it will. It will. I used to say I promise, but I graduated from promise to guarantee. You know, they say never say never, and with Christ, I'm like, never do that. Always do this. Because we can. That's why I say that. I realized when Christ told me to talk about Christ that love is working, that Christ's message is here and is helping us in this journey, as Maria was asking. And fear is nothing but an invisible brick wall that we can walk through, literally walk through. And I'm not saying this to be all, you know, overexcited or overenthusiastic. It's the truth. I've had to walk through that fear. I've had to believe I can do the things that I couldn't believe I thought I could do. It was so great to talk about, but talking about it and doing it, for some reason, I did not have a bridge. Because it was beautiful to talk about it to me, so much so, but it was scary for me to do it because I kept feeling like I was alone, like I was by myself. But what Maria talked about here and what Miri's talking about in her question about fear and Maria talking about love, it's because of us, because of this show, because of your guys' love. There were days when I was tired, I was scared to death, literally, this is not even 3 weeks ago. But this group of people who we wake up with every single day, I knew I have a home. And I feel it as a home. I know there's love here. Christ told me that this knowledge, not me, this knowledge will form one group that will form another, that will form another, that will join hands around the world. And it is happening. It is happening. I had an interview yesterday with somebody, I don't know if she's in Colorado or Bermuda. She has a living place, but her phone was from Colorado, and she called me. And she's doing a summit. And she didn't know I saw Christ. So Christ had a great point, right? I'm over here, you know, posting all this stuff. She thought I was a life coach, and I thought, no, I can't do this one person at a time. I need to talk to, like, people. Like groups of people. That's all I want to do because, honestly, that's all Christ wants me to do. Every time I try to dumb myself down, I get, you know, this little pop. But as I was talking to her and I told her about Christ, it just flew off the charts because no one expected that. And yet I'm sitting with this story inside of me, and it is the guiding light of love. It is. Doesn't even sound corny to say it, because we are love. So when we hear about love, when we feel love, everything else is a far second, even fear, Miri. The minute you feel those thoughts deep inside of you, they're not that deep. Trust me, they're not that deep. Pull them out and just throw them on the ground and just walk over it. You don't need it. The only time fear works is when we, unbeknownst to us, have allowed it. You have to ask yourself, wow, why did I need fear today? What don't I want to face? And you'll have your answer. Love really, 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 really works. It is working as we speak. And on that note, we're off to the weekend. You guys have the best weekend ever. I will see you Monday. We will talk more about this then. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn